God, morning to you. Overwhelmed. Life has a way of reminding all of us at some time or another that we have limits. We have physical, emotional, and even spiritual limits. That is to say that we can reach a point where we have nothing left to put into a situation. We have nothing left to invest in a problem or predicament we find ourselves in. We are, in a word, overwhelmed. And for that reason, I am both comforted and encouraged by Hebrews 4:13-16. Listen to what the Hebrews writer says about God and Jesus. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. When we reach the point of being overwhelmed, it should be comforting to us to know that God knows. Saints, how easy it is for us to think that there is not anyone that understands what we are going through. But verse 13 makes it clear that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. What has us overwhelmed may not be apparent to anyone around us, whether it is our closest friend or most trusted family member. But God sees it all. In fact, God's omniscience is the reason for verse 14 that says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the faith we profess. In other words, when we are feeling the most overwhelmed by our circumstances, it is no time for no faith. We hold on because we do have help in heaven, Jesus Christ, our great high priest. The Hebrews writer goes further to explain what makes our great high priest so special. Jesus Christ, our great high priest, who has gone through the heavens to dwell there once again, came to earth so he could sinlessly experience what we experience, and therefore he is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. Having laid the foundation for our faith in God and his Son, Jesus Christ, the author of Hebrews presents the conclusion of the matter, which is the reason we can have hope and help when we are feeling overwhelmed. Verse 16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We have an invitation from God to come to God's throne of grace. King James Version says, come boldly to the throne of grace. And though that may feel difficult to do in light of who God is, we are given permission by God to come to Him boldly and with a purpose. The purpose so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Whenever we are feeling overwhelmed by circumstances, we must know that there is help in heaven. We must know that we have been invited to come boldly to heaven's throne of grace, for there are two things there to take care of whatever has us overwhelmed: God's mercy and God's grace.